like to invite the children that are here to come up and let's share a message together. Hi, everybody. I understand from Mrs. Adler that the Swedish fish are still around. There are still some. They didn't make it down to the coffee hour, so they're still there for you to enjoy. I wanted to talk about the things that make us make us happy, because in the readings that we have for today, they talk about the things that make us happy, that fulfill our lives. And in the gospel lesson we're going to hear too, it's kind of Luke's gospel has what's called the Beatitudes, and those are from Jesus, where he says, blessed or happy are people who this and this and that. And so I was thinking of one thing that made me really happy when I was your age, is that after church, we would go home, and I don't know if people do this anymore, but we'd always have the big Sunday newspaper. Do any of you get the big Sunday newspaper? Like the New York Times or something? Or the New York Star Ledger? On Sunday, it's usually thick. No? Well, in the newspaper, which was very, very thick in the middle, there was always a section that I got first out of my family. What section do you think it was? Yeah, it was the comics, or as we called them, the funnies. Okay, because they were the comic strips, and they were all kinds of things. And my favorite out of all those was one called Peanuts. Are you familiar with Peanuts? No? How about this guy? Do you know who this is? Who's that? Charlie Brown. Well, Charlie Brown was one of the stars of comic strip Peanuts, and it always was on the front page of the comics, of the funny section, and it was always like three big long panels, and it was always in color. And so this is Charlie Brown, and there's one thing that really made him happy, one thing he really loved to do. What do you think that was? Huh? What is he doing? He's playing baseball. Actually, he's striking out because he did that a lot. But he loved baseball, and so he played baseball a lot. So that was one thing that he really loved to do. And besides batting, he also was the pitcher. And here is him pitching. And here is a picture of the ball being hit back toward him so hard that it knocks almost all his clothes off. Yeah, he wasn't very good at baseball, but he loved baseball. So that was one character who loved baseball. Now, this is another character. Do you know what his name is? His name was Linus. Yeah, and Linus had something that's in both of these pictures that he really loved. Can you see what it is? It's his blanket. In fact, one of his sayings was, happiness is a warm blanket. And I love that because when I was little, I had a huge panda bear, and it was kind of like my blanket. I would carry that panda bear. It was as big as I was when I was really small, and I loved my panda bear. Well, he had his blue blanket, and he carried that with him everywhere, and that really made him happy. See the big smile on his face? So that is something that made him happy. And this was a character whose name was Franklin. And Franklin was new to the community, and what did he like to do? Yeah, he liked to play football, and here he also liked to make new friends. And so he says, hi, I'm Franklin, and this is Linus. And Linus says, I'm very glad to know you. And so Franklin made a lot of new friends because he was new to the community. See, who else do we have here? Oh, this guy. I bet Reed knows who this is. Don't you dare say you're too young. His name was Schroeder. Yes, okay. See, they read the funnies. What did Schroeder love to do? He was always at his piano. He was always playing his piano. And he was very, very good. See, it's a little tiny piano, but he was very good. And who did he like to play?
Beethoven.
He sometimes had a head of Beethoven sitting on top of his piano. So that's what made him happy. Oh, and here's a picture of somebody who often wasn't very happy. This is Linus's big sister, Lucy. Lucy, she often looked like that. She was crabby. That's what they said. She was crabby. Crabby, yeah, like a crab, crabby. But there's one thing that she loved, too. What did she love? Yeah, she loved Schroeder. And she loved to constantly be leaning on his piano while he was trying to play Beethoven. And she was quite jealous of Beethoven, as I recall. But she's got a smile there, which was rare for Lucy. Now, here is a very happy character. You know who that is? What's his name? His name's Snoopy. Snoopy. And Snoopy loved two things. One is he liked to pretend. He'd sit on his doghouse and pretend that he was a airplane pilot. Yeah, fighting against the Red Baron. And he'd be in flying here. And the other thing that he loved to do, and he was to sleep. So he's up on top of his doghouse, cutting some Z's. Yep. And you see there's a little bird there? Yeah, do you know who that bird was? The bird was Woodstock. Yes, Woodstock was his little bird friend. And one of the things that Woodstock really loved to do was to make cool music. And here's Snoopy with his saxophone being Joe Cool. I'm sure this is your role model, Rich, right? Absolutely. Okay. So they love to make jazz music together. So there are a lot of different ways that people can be happy or they can be fulfilled in their lives. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they have stuff or that they have possessions, but that they are just happy people. I thought maybe I'd ask if there were a few of the adults out in our congregation who would tell us, what's just one thing that makes you really happy? Look at all those volunteers. Okay. Here, Mr. Dale's going to tell us.
My grandchildren make me very happy.
Oh, that's great. What about, okay. Could you take us back there? You can be the roving reporter. Okay. Yep, Mrs. Zaccaro.
Reading a good book.
Ooh, reading a good book. Yep. See Mrs. Crone back there.
I like it when my family can get over on Sunday nights so we can have prayer and meal together. I really look forward to that.
Oh, that's special. Yeah. Anybody else? Maybe two more. The roving reporter's going to run. Oh, red. Yeah.
Adding six inches of powder on Okemo. I'm there.
And surviving. Yes.
And being with friends here in church on Sunday morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. And see, a lot of things that make us really happy are the friends that we have, the relationships we have, and helping to make other people happy, and sometimes helping other people. So those are things that God teaches us are very important, too. And that's what we are talking about today in church. Is what makes us feel blessed, what makes us feel happy. So let's remember that. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to be blessed. And a lot of that comes around doing things with our friends and helping out people who have needs. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for teaching us how to love others and make them happy. Because that also makes us happy. Amen. Okay, thank you. Now you can go with Mrs. Adler. Is there in the back? And with Evan and Steve. And Steve, welcome back.